So we'll begin by chanting the mantra Om three times together from this position. Breathing in. Some preliminary practices before we move into the practice of Yoga Nidra fully. Lying on the backs, legs are apart, not touching, arms are at the side of the body, backs of the hands in contact with the floor. Begin by working with those opposites, or the opposites of tension and relaxation. When I name different parts of the physical body, on your inhalation, you bring as much tension into that part of the body as you can. On your exhalation, you drop it. And try and feel that you don't gently put it down, you don't force it away. It's like a weight that you can no longer hold on to. You simply let go and let gravity take over. Breathing in, tensing all the muscles in the right foot as tight as you can. Let it go. Left foot. Drop it. Hold of the right hand as tight as you can. Drop it. Left hand. Let it go. Hold of the right leg. Drop it. Hold of the left leg. Let it go. Hold of the right arm as tight as you can. And then give up. Left arm. Drop it. Both legs, both arms together, as tight as possible. Drop it. Twice more. On your next inhalation, feel as though you scrunch the face all up together so that it comes together at the tip of the nose. And on your exhalation, let it go, let it spring back like rubber. And do that twice more. Squeezing the face together, letting it go. On the next inhalation, tensing all the muscles of the whole of the body, the back, the abdomen, arms, the legs, the face, everything. Drop it. Twice more. The whole body full of tension. And then just let it go. Bring the awareness to the crown of the head. Feel as though the sense of presence, the awareness, can sweep down through the whole of the length of the body, coming to the tips of the fingers, and eventually all the way down to the tips of the toes. When the awareness reaches those points, coming back to the crown of the head once more, and then sweeping down once more through the whole of the length of the body. As you do this, if you find anywhere in the body, with your clothing, with the cover, that doesn't feel comfortable, now's the time to make any adjustments. Do everything, anything you need to do to make sure that you're going to be comfortable and as relaxed as possible for the remainder of the practice. Now's the time to rest the arms on the elbows, forearms and hands up towards the ceiling if you think you're likely to fall asleep. It won't affect the practice or the benefits that you receive from the practice at all. Having had the opportunity to adjust and move, quietly resolving it to yourself to remain still for the remainder of the practice. We now begin the practice of Yoga Nidra by bringing the awareness to the front of the body. As though the sense of where you are is completely defined by the front of the body. Aware of the space above you, where the body ends and the space above the body begins. And as well as an awareness of the space above the body, you're also aware of the space of the body beneath you. You can feel it. And within that space, allow yourself to feel or acknowledge that that process of releasing, of letting go, that you've just been working with, is continuing through the whole of the space of the body. It's no longer something that you have to do. It's as though you've begun a chain reaction. And that within the space of the body, tension and tightness is continuing to let go and release. And as the space of the body continues to soften and to let go, the sense of presence, the sense of where you are, begins to lose contact with the front of the body and gently begin to sink down through the space of the body. You feel that moment where your sense of presence, the awareness, comes to rest in that fine line of contact that you can feel between the back of the body and the floor. You can feel the space of the body above you. Figuratively, it's as though you can look up into that space. Now within that space, begin to become aware of the sensations of breath. Start to become aware of all of the sensations that you can feel within the space of the body that are a consequence of the breath moving in and out of the body. Be aware that you don't need to make these sensations happen. They're already arising. You're simply becoming more aware of them. As you remain aware of the sensations of breath, adding a mental count, repeating to yourself, breathing in 27, breathing out 27, breathing in 26, breathing out 26. Following the mental count of the breath, aware of the sensations of breath. if the mind wanders and you lose your place in the count, when you're aware that this has happened, just gently come back to 27 and start again. If you do happen to reach zero, again, allow the cycle to repeat back to 27 and begin again. Regardless of the number that you've reached, now release the mental count of the breath. Release the awareness of the sensations of breath. It's now time to work with your sankalpa. If you don't have a sankalpa and you don't know what one is, it doesn't matter. Simply work with the mantra Om. Mentally, internally, repeat in the words of your sankalpa or the mantra Om. 3 times, saying the words with conviction and with meaning. Working now with the practice of the rotation of awareness, the rotation of consciousness. When I name different parts of the physical body, allow your awareness to fill that part of the body completely. When I name a different part of the body, your awareness moves from one to the next, almost effortlessly, like light. If you wish, you can mentally repeat the name of that part of the body. You can also have a mental image of that part of the body if you wish. Most importantly, follow my voice like a thread or a pathway leading from one part of the body to the next. Beginning with the right hand and the right hand thumb. Index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. All the fingers of the right hand. Back of the hand, palm of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the waist, hip, thigh, knee, back of the knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, the fifth toe, all of the toes of the right foot, the whole of the right side. The awareness now into the left hand and the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. All of the fingers of the left hand, back of the hand, palm of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left waist, hip, thigh, knee, back of the knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, the fifth toe, all of the toes of the left foot, whole of the left side. The awareness into the back of the body, specifically the back of the head, back of the neck, back of the right shoulder, back of the left shoulder, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right side of the rib cage, left side of the ribcage, small of the back, right buttock, left buttock, both buttocks together, base of the spine, the whole of the length of the spine from the base all the way to the very top, to the crown of the head, the forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow centre, the eyebrow centre, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, fine line of contact between the two lips, the chin, the jaw, the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, the very centre of the chest, the abdomen, the navel, and the groin. Awareness of the whole of the right foot, the whole of the left foot, both feet together, the whole of the right hand, the whole of the left hand, both hands together, both feet, both hands together, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, right leg, right arm together, left leg, left arm together, both legs, both arms together, the back of the body, the front of the body, the back and front of the body together, the neck, the head, the whole body, the whole body, awareness of the whole of the physical body. Allow the awareness to settle, to become more focused in the space behind the closed eyes, behind the forehead. And for the next few moments, allow yourself to simply watch whatever activity may be moving through that space. Thoughts, memories, mental images, anything that may be arising. Feel as though you were standing on the banks of a river. And standing on the banks of the river, you were able to watch the river flowing past. Sometimes the water would be slow and calm. Other times maybe more turbulent, more active. But from this position, you can simply watch it all as it flows through. You allow yourself to watch all of these mental currents as they flow through this space. Gently releasing the awareness of this mental flow. Allow the awareness to expand to include the whole of the space of the body once more. And allowing the sense of self to rest within this space, or to even be defined as this space. Simply be aware of the movement of sound, both within this space and around. time to repeat your Sankalpa once more, or work with the mantra Om. Again, repeating the words to yourself mentally, repeating the words of your Sankalpa or the mantra Om three times with courage and conviction. Slowly begin to externalize the awareness. Keeping the body still for now. Begin to become aware once more of those places where the body meets the floor. Be aware of the contact you can feel through the heels. Be a bit more in that connection, just for a moment or two, before coming up into the calf muscles, feeling that contact. Contact you can feel through the back of the thighs. The buttocks, back of the ribcage, shoulder blades, backs of the shoulders, backs of the arms, the back of the hands, and the back of the head. All of these different forms, points of contact together, allowing you to clearly feel the shape, the outline of the physical body. And through this outline, through this connection, feeling the solidity, the weight of the body pressing down. You're aware of the presence of others around you. You remember your position in this room. Maybe have a mental image of where the windows are, the doors, maybe some of the decoration. I'm aware of sounds that you may be able to hear from within this room besides my voice. The possibility of sounds from other rooms within this building. And opening to sounds that you may be able to hear from outside, from within the grounds of the ashram. If sounds are few and far between, at least being aware of the space in which they would arise. And continue to externalize by bringing the awareness down into the toes. Make small movements with those parts of the body. The awareness into the fingers, small movements there. Let these movements spread into the feet, into the hands, and then into the legs, into the arms, larger movements. Turn the head gently from side to side, and then stretch the whole body from bottom to top. Keeping the eyes closed for now if you can. When you've had a good stretch, roll the body over onto the right side. Practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Allow yourself to begin to feel more and more awake, aware, and grounded.